In the Novella compound, we're seeing everything through the Mancanter's eyes, and his name is Eli. Eli's ordinary world would be living with his twin brother, Eddie, and the rest of his family above ground in his normal world. The call to adventure is when it was Eli and Eddie's birthday, their ninth birthday, and they went camping with their family. And his father said the atomic war has started, so they have to go into this compound that their father spent 7 years making to keep them safe for the day that the atomic war started. The refusal of the call is Eli not wanting to go down into the compound without Eddie nor his grandmother, who were at the cabin looking for Eddie's allergy medicine. The meaning of the mentor would be Eddie. Eddie was Eli's biggest mentor because every situation or task that Eli went through, he always thought, what would Eddie do in this situation? Crossing the threshold would be going down into the compound without his grandma or Eddie, or even the fact that he was scared to go down there. His test, allies and enemies. Some of his tests were later on, they are getting low in food supplies. This is 6 years later, and they're supposed to spend 15 years down there. 6 years later, the food supply is getting low, and some weird things are going on. Some things don't add up. Some things like his father lying to their family. His allies would be his sisters and the babies that his father and mother had while they were down there. Another test would be his father is trying to clone humans so they could basically start a new generation of people. The approach, Eli finally goes into the yellow room, that's where the babies are, and he finally meets his brother Lucas, Owen, and his sister Clara. His father gets really sick, and because his mom fed him bad flour that was poisoned. His father gets really sick, and this is after we realize that the compound was all fake. His father lied to them, and they didn't actually have to go be in the compound, but he was just doing it for research purposes and the fact that he could come out and say that he and his family lived underground for 15 years and they didn't have to have any internet per se or whatever. And it was just like a bunch of lies that his father was just feeding to the family and they were believing, and Eli soon discovered that he was lying. The ordeal was Eddie was trying to open the door and he had the combination to the lock, which you can only open if you have the password, otherwise it's locked for 15 years. And he's about to open it, and he turns around and he sees his father isn't sick, but he has Lucas in a chokehold and is about to kill Lucas unless Eli gives his father the password back. Lucas gives the password back and saves his brother as a reward, but he goes back with his sisters and he figures out the password without the combination, the piece of paper filled with the combination. He goes back to the door for the road back and he tries again, but his father catches him this time. But this is after he opened the door and he's about to open the hatch. His father grabs onto his leg and won't let go. The resurrection, his father put bombs into the walls, so when Eli opened the door, the timer went off. Eli got his family out, and his father tried to force them into a helicopter off to a new place, but Eli told them to run in the woods, because when they came outside, it was dark out, so his father couldn't see them. The return of the elixir, Eli got in contact with Eddie, and Eddie rode a helicopter over and he picked them up. And after 6 years of being in the compound with his father lying to them and them having to go through many challenges, he's back with his family, but this time without their father. the main character shows he's a hero because instead of listening to what his father says, he kind of realized what his father was saying was wrong. He got everybody out of the compound, and his family thanked him, and basically, like, let's say, yeah, they thanked him and showed him much love. He figured out that his father was lying. He got the code twice by himself. Plus, he was stronger than everyone at that age, so he could overpower his father. He was ethical by listening to his mom and his sister Lexi and Lucas and trusting from and getting that trust from everybody and getting out. He risked death multiple times by facing his father twice. He got everyone, and he went back into the compound before the bombs went off. He led his family out, and he told them and got them to believe him about his father lying. Since how they've been in the compound for 6 years, they thought there was actually an atomic war. He punched his father in the face to save Lucas, and he also helped his pregnant mom out of the compound. With all of these traits, it's showing that Lucas is, in fact, a hero and helped his family get out of the situation before his father can make it worse.